And now from politics to poetry. Writer Scott Woods has a new poem for Day to Day. His subject is football and what God has to do with it.
Dion, you caught the winning pass that won the game. How did you do it?
Well, Greg, it was just God's will. I just want to thank the Lord Jesus Christ first and foremost for the win, because, you know, had it not been but for the grace of God, I don't know how the team would have pulled it off. I don't care what Deion Sanders or Emmett Smith or any other hopped-up USDA grade-A beef ass-smacking end-zone moonwalking double-digit IQ athlete says after the big win, but I think God could care less about who won a football game. God cracks open the earth and swallows 100 Los Angelinos in an earthquake, but cares enough about a quarterback shotgun pass to actually intervene? God floods the earth for 40 days and nights, killing every manner of life that couldn't swim, but cares enough about the winning touchdown to make a blocker trip on his shoelaces. Shut up and play ball. Dumping buckets of holy water Gatorade on the coach after the big win, baptizing the blessings of their shepherd personified. Kneeling to pray in the locker room for God to give them the strength to paralyze another human being again this week, and on the Sabbath, no less. And what does all this say about the losing team? That they're evil? That they're helmet-clad, shoulder-padded knights in Satan's army? That their coach is Beelzebub himself? That their scantily-clad cheerleaders are hell-spawn nymphonic succubi, whilst the scantily-clad cheerleaders for the winning team are angelic cherubs bouncing nobly through the end zone? And what about when the winning team loses the following week? Have they suddenly fallen out of favor with God? Did the quarterback not make it to Bible study that week? Did they forget what 10% of a $1 million contract was? Or doesn't $100,000 fit into a collection plate? Or maybe it was the cocaine and hookers at the after party after the last sanctified win. What do I know? I watch the games for entertainment, not spiritual guidance, but maybe I'm missing the bigger picture. But hey, little Jenny's grandmother died, even after she prayed really, really hard, even at school. But Dion caught the ball. A homeless man died under a newspaper, and people still threw money in his cup for 3 days. But Dion caught the ball. A 13-year-old was shot for wearing a blue jacket while he was visiting L.A. for Thanksgiving. But Dion caught the ball. Somewhere a beautiful newborn babe is left in a trash can manger. But Dion caught the ball. Last night in a Main Street back alley, a condom broke, and the only positive outcome will be the blood test. But Dion caught the ball. Dion caught the ball and won the game. How did he do that? I've never seen anything like it. My God, it's a miracle.
Scott Woods is a poet living in Columbus, Ohio.